Country Pop FM.
All right, here we go. You know what that means? It's Bob Almanac time, and we do have a few Bob Al, in fact, two Bob Almanac salutes here this morning.
Tommy, you just get in?
Yeah.
And you switch to Natural Light?
Nah, it's always been my favorite. Natural Light tastes better to me.
And it's all natural ingredients.
Hey, Tommy, your wife just called. She said to tell you, play me or trade me.
Whoa. Is that right?
Yeah.
Another round of Natural Light for everybody.
Yeah.
And one to go.
Natural Tommy Light. Lasorda passed away over the weekend at the age of 93, died Thursday night, in fact. Ooh. And then we found out about Friday, but it was too late for you to include it in as a as an almanac salute. You know, Tommy Lasorda had as many run-ins with mascots as he did with umpires.
Yeah,
I mean, there was the one mascot who was on top of his, I can't remember which one it was, it was on top of his dugout, and he complained, and they got him out of there. And then there's the other one where he wrestled with the Philly Fanatic.
Right.
And wrestled away because the Philly Fanatic had a Tommy Lasorda dummy, like a mannequin,
right.
Like a stuffed, and of course with the big belly, and he didn't like that. Tommy
no,
Lasorda didn't like being, being mocked, and most Italians don't like to be mocked, the last time I checked.
Yeah.
And so he wrestled that stuffed Tommy Lasorda effigy away from him, and the rest is history. But he was a colorful individual.
And a pretty good baseball guy.
Yeah, a lot of success with the Dodgers. They won that World Series in 81 and did a lot of commercials and ate a lot of pasta, too.
Mm, old
I'm sure that, that entire front porch that he had was all probably pasta. Homemade, too, not cremette, Neil.
No.
It wasn't cremette or mac and cheese. No,
it was not.
One more.
He said there's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and nos and there's maybes.
Ed Bruce passed away. We just had him on our birthday list just before the new year. He just celebrated his 81st birthday, and then he passed away natural causes on Friday in Clarksville, Tennessee, which is interesting because he actually recorded and released a version of Last Train to Clarksville, the Monkees song.
Oh, wow.
So Bruce had a lot of his own hits, including this one, Girls, Women, and Ladies, but he wrote Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Yeah.
He wrote
Good
Texas
writer.
When I Die, I Ain't Gonna Go to Texas. And then The Man That Turned Mama On, another Tanya Tucker hit. He wrote a lot of songs. Ed Bruce, dead.
Well, sorry to hear that. He's
81.
The first to succumb in 2021. Yeah.
Let's hope we have a lot fewer.
Yes, no
than
kidding.
We did in 2020. Monday, January 11th, 11th day of the year, 3:54 left to go. 1770, it's only fitting on the day that we salute Tommy Lasorda here today in a Bob Almanac salute with the passing of manager Lasorda that we have the news tidbit, the history tidbit in 1770 that the first shipment of rhubarb was sent to the United States from London.
Very fitting.
Not that he ate rhubarb, but that's what they called it when
the umpires and
the managers would go back and forth, right?
They had a rhubarb.
They did. It's exactly what it was. What's
nice
your favorite
call.
Use of rhubarb?
Well, that's pretty close, right? Strawberry rhubarb cake.
Or crisp. Mm-hmm. The rhubarb crisp. But rhubarb is so tart that you need to put cherry or you need a strawberry.
Yeah.
You need another sweeter berry, right?
Yes.
For the most part. So a rhubarb was imported for the first time to the U.S., and it came to us from London. 1878 on this date, New York. Dateline, New York. Milk delivered in glass bottles for the first time. Mm. The first ever milkman was Alexander Campbell.
Mm.
And he and the wife of the house, the woman of the house, they exchanged glances, Neil, because that's what milkmen did.
Yes.
You know that. Milkmen, they were known. I mean, hey, you look like the milkman, boy.
Yep.
That was 1878. First ever milkman, Alexander Campbell. And they've seen a resurgence here. I mean, they were already seeing a resurgence going around delivering milk to the doorsteps of people throughout Bob Country. But now I think with the whole no contact thing, and I think the milk delivery business is probably thriving right now.
I'll bet it is.
So that was 1878. 1913, the Hudson Motor Company unveiled the first ever sedan-like car. A lot of the cars before that were all just, they were like buggies. Basically, but this was the first sedan-type car. It was enclosed. It had an engine compartment. It had a passenger compartment and then a storage compartment. That's the general definition of a sedan at the National Automobile Show in New York City. Now, do you prefer a sedan, or are you more of a coupe man?
A sedan. Sedan.
Have you ever owned a coupe? Or as Paul Harvey used to call them, a coupe?
Sport coupe.
He used to French it up. That was 1913. And 35 this date.
Roaring into the Oakland airport, she brings to a triumphant finish her 2,400-mile hop from Hawaii after 18 hours in the air. 10,000 cheer the end of the EPCO flight as the Lady Lindy slides into a perfect landing.
Lady Lindy became the first woman to fly solo from Hawaii to California. That was this date in 1935. It's been a while since we've had a good newsreel.
That was a good one.
So it was newsreel time here.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling.
B.J. Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling. It peaks on this date on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 5. Now, do you prefer B.J. Thomas's version, or are you a Blue Swede guy?
I like this one, too.
Totally different songs, obviously. How can you hate a song that has Ooga 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 Chuck in it?
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
So, 1969, B.J. Thomas, and then it was, when did Blue Swede come out with theirs? 72, 73, somewhere in there. It was pre-74, I want to say. This date in 1970, Tulane Stadium, New Orleans.
65 toss power trap. Look for 65 toss power trap. What does it look like?
Hey, look for our 65 toss power trap. Let's see what it looks like.
Blaster, tell him 65 toss power trap.
So 65 toss power trap, Neil. We could not stop it because the Chiefs were...
Just keep it trickulating the ball down the field, boys.
Super Bowl IV, Neil. Hank Stram became a star. They mic'd him up, and that was a good idea. Because he was very talkative that date.
Made me cry.
And he wasn't very complimentary of the Vikings defense, even though they had a great Viking.
That was a very good defensive team.
It was a very
team.
Good defensive team, but Kansas City. Joe Capp said that the Kansas City defenders were like Redwoods, he said. He said Kansas City's like Redwoods. He called the Chiefs Redwoods. That's better than what he called Luis Endejas when he was doing color commentary for the Vikings preseason back when. Remember when he called somebody a chili chopper?
That's right.
Joe Capp. And he got in trouble but that's part of his heritage, too.
Yeah.
He has some Latino in him, and that was I don't know how long. I don't know why I remember that. But
yeah,
it was a tough loss. 23-7. Yeah. Were the Vikings ever in that game?
Not much. We couldn't move the ball. We struggled.
Couldn't stop 65 toss power trap.
No.
They should be running that here today with Mahomes in the playoffs. Kansas City Chiefs are defending Super Bowl champs. Andy Reid should put 65 toss power trap in there and then matriculate the ball. Just to honor the Super Bowl IV. You know what happened at the beginning of the game? There was a balloon with a Viking mascot in it. It crashed and almost caught fire. Yes. It was an omen, Neil. That was the bad.
That was
the curse right there. That cursed the rest of the Vikings on their way to 0-4.
It was not good.
In the Super Bowl. So that was 70. In 73, more sports. Major League Baseball said and agreed for the American League to start experimenting. So they went into the lab, Neil. You're going to start experimenting with the designated hitter rule. Guys in lab coats with their Bunsen burners and their beakers. Mm-hmm. Their microscope started experimenting with the designated hitter rule, 73. And then Tony Oliva became the first DH to hit a home run in a regular season game.
I love that.
Later on in the 73 season. And they are continuing to experiment. Have they said whether or not it's coming to the National League full time? Because they did it during the short season this past year.
Yes, they did last year on both sides. I think it's not.
Yeah. I bet eventually it will.
I think so. Is it TV theme time?
It is, and I like this one. This is just
one of the best.
I don't know if this is the Cow Sills. I know at one time the Cow Sills did sing this theme.
That's me and you.
Remember the fireworks and the whole thing?
Sure. Vividly. I loved watching the show. It was rather risque for when I was 10 or 11.
The final episode of Love American Style aired on this date, 1974. And, of course, it gave us the happy days.
It had been around. The Fonz. Yes, that's right.
That's the reason we have the Fonz, was that show right there. So if we got nothing from Love American Style, we got two things. Great theme and the Fonz. Potsy and Ralph Melf and the whole crew. And
Richie.
Don't forget about Officer Kirk. All right, let's also remember Sheldon Leonard today.
Oh.
More TV theme for you. Whistling, Earl Hagen.
Another fantastic theme.
Yeah. You know, at some point in time later in the 60s, they decided on these TV shows, they didn't have to go, The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith, because they realized it was TV eventually.
Right.
You know, they're moving from radio to TV. You didn't need to say who it was. You didn't need to say it was time now for Make Room for Daddy. You didn't need to do that anymore on TV. Just let the song tell the story.
And they would put the graphics up, too. That's it. The Andy Griffith Show.
Well, I know. That's why. You don't need to do that. The graphic is there. You don't need to say it. Sheldon Leonard, who gave us the Andy Griffith Show and the Dick Van Dyke Show. Those are two pretty good shows. Those are a couple of dandies. Yeah. He died on this date in 97 and 89. In the news this date a year ago.
A giant tortoise credited with saving species is being returned to its home in the wild. Diego, a Galapagos giant tortoise, is jokingly called a playboy because he spent 40 years helping to repopulate his species. When he started in the program, he was one of two males and 12 females left on the island. Now there are more than 2,000. Well done, Diego.
Yay.
Experts estimate 40% of those tortoises are related to him. Now he's headed to his native island of Espanola in March to retire because he's exhausted.
So that was Diego the giant, 100-year-old tortoise. His high libido credited with saving his species. He actually went to the island so he could escape from having to pay child support on all those little
They'll
ones.
Never catch me here.
Exactly. You know, they went to Diego. They go, you know what? It's you, another guy, and then 12 female tortoises. We need you to increase the species. We need you do to propagate the species. He said, challenge accepted,
right,
is what he said. And the rest is history for Diego. Well. So that was this day, 2020. The Bob Almanac brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day, disabled veteran-owned. Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. These beans that they use, I mean, with them, the Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee. It's just perfect balance of flavor. You can chalk up and count my relatives in Mississippi. We sent them some. They love it. It's great in Mississippi. It's great in Minnesota. It doesn't matter where you drink it because you can drink it all day in any state.
That's awesome.
So Split Rock Coffee, visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. splitrockcoffee.com. Birthdays.
Give a little love.
So, Naomi Judd, 75 today. She gave us Winona. She gave us Ashley. Not Cletus T, though.
No.
No relation. So, Naomi Judd, 75 here today. She had her health issues, had to leave the music industry there for a while.
Hepatitis.
That is correct, Neil. Although I don't know if we can say that. That might be a HIPAA violation there. You just violated HIPAA. 75 there for Naomi Judd. Mary J. Blige.
I always thought it was Bilge.
Well, no, that's a kind of pump, Neil.
Right.
This is Blige.
That's what I thought. Yep, Mary J. Bilge pump.
50 for her today. You need to watch this show. It's called Brockmeyer. I think they're done now. I think they've ended their run, but it was funny. And this lady, Amanda Peet, was on it.
He's very nice and knows a lot about wine and isn't diabetic. And around here, that makes him the catch of the frickin' century. And you know what? You have no right to judge me. You've admitted to having sex
with... Amanda Peet, 49, that's Brockmeyer, and that's Hank Azaria. Neil, you got to watch it. I mean,
I got to check it out.
Finally, they had a show about a play-by-by guy.
Yeah, I like it.
And she's been in
concept.
Other things as well, and she's in that.
So can I find that on, like, Netflix or
I don't know where it is. I watched it. It's on regular TV.
Oh, it is.
The network was IFC. The network was IFC network.
Right.
Just look for Brockmeyer.
Okay, I'll look.
And there's some pretty salty language in there. It's adult theme, Neil. Are you ready for that?
I'll be ready.
Rapper Lil Twist is our rapper of the day today. Lil Twist is 28.
That's it?
Yeah.
We're already
it's pretty thin.
Yeah, in the gone category, somewhat thin. U.S. statesman, he was really one of the founders of the country and the first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, born on this day, 1755.
What do you think? Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Got in a duel with Aaron Burr. Of course, I made the family 0-2 in duels, so thankfully, after his older son and then him, nobody else got into one.
Who was the earlier duel with?
I don't know. Well, Alexander's Hamilton's son, Philip, got in a duel with somebody, same spot.
Not really a surprise, though. Everybody used to duel. That's all they did back then.
Yeah, that's why they decreased the surplus population that way.
Yeah, that's how they would that's how they would decide any kind of a family quarrel or any kind of a disagreement. You just go and have a duel.
Yep.
They eventually outlawed it, as you know. And for Hamilton, would he have known any idea that 200 years later, whatever it is, that they would have, he'd be a Broadway play and a musical based on his life?
And it's extremely successful.
And I haven't seen it yet. I hear good things.
I've heard good things. Alexander Hamilton, 1755, we would call that. You had some, Lionel Stander. What about Lionel?
This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself.
TV theme song.
By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was murder.
Heart to Heart, I love that show. And he was Max. He was their butler and cook, and oh, he did everything. He was a jack of all trades,
yeah,
that Max.
He could do it.
You know, he was blacklisted. He was in a, he had some communist leanings.
Really?
Back in the 50s. Yeah, so he was blacklisted for quite a while. Went to Europe and then came back and
won a Golden Globe.
Max, yeah.
That's Lionel Stander, born on this day, 1908.
He went head to head, face to face with the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Oh, sure.
Where's that when you need them?
I know.
The Un-American Activities Committee. You could use one of them now.
They were big. Former NBC chairman Grant Tinker, born on this day, 1925. He really helped, and he was on board, but it seemed like NBC became the most popular network there, had a great run.
I was more of a 80s. Brandon Tartikoff guy myself. Brandon Tartikoff was my guy.
Did a fine job. And then he was a longtime saxophonist for the E Street Band for the Boss. We're talking about Clarence. Big Man Clemens.
And then there was that time that he sang with Jackson Browne. Do you remember that?
Oh,
he played sax and he sang?
Yes.
And it was a good song, too.
It was a good song.
It was a big hit on Bob. Striking out. I didn't go to a lot of Bruce Springsteen concerts. I know a lot of his hits, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Bruce never let the big man sing?
He should have. He did. You know, there was.
I'm pretty sure at the live shows they probably did.
Yeah,
some,
he did. I saw the Boss.
But they should have just let Clarence Clemens sing "Glory Days." Just let that be his song. Would have been great at it.
Could have. There he is, the big man. We lost him young. He was born on this day, 1942, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
He and Alto Reed are up there now doing a sax duet.
Oh. Yakety sax.
Might as well, right up there with him. So let's close this thing out. That's the Bob Almanac, brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Coffee you can drink all day. Would you like to start a Bobathon? It's Naomi's birthday today, so why not start it with Winona? Her daughter, Noah. That is her daughter, right?
Yeah.
We've proven that. We've done the DNA test. Winona, no one else on earth. Aaron Tippin, there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Or
sure.
John Anderson, she just started liking cheating songs.
Yeah, I think we can go with your suggestion. Why not?
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River.